is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Find the lips of a woman, she cook me fish and rice. Those Yankee hot dogs don't treat me stomach very nice. In Nassau town, $1 pie, papaya juice, banana pie, 6 coconuts, 1 female goat, and plenty fish to fill the boat. 1 bushel of bread, 1 bottle of wine, and all the town she comes to dine. But here it's bad, $1 pie, cup of coffee, I'm on ride.
Good yawning this morning, and welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, your station for fresh news, smart talk all day. It is Thursday, the 20th of October, 2022, and you are on the clock with Erin Green. And joining me in studio today, let's start off with my first guest, Mr. Finley, Mr. Stalit, the rake and scrape general, the party animal.
Your celebrity chef.
Oh, yeah.
The Bahamas' most wanted artist, all the way from Matutan in Nagua. At the end of the day, good morning. All of we are one in this country.
Good morning. Good yawning. Now, to my other guests, please introduce yourself at the start of the show.
Good morning. My name is Clarice Evans.
Right into the mic.
Yes, my name is Clarice Evans, and good morning, Bahamas. Good morning, world.
And I am Charlie Bahama, the man, the myth, the not legend yet.
Close, though. Oh, very, close. Very close.
Oh, when you say legend, I mean you're old. You want me to tell you the legend is?
Yeah.
Peanuts Taylor. But
absolutely.
We'll talk about that later on.
Absolutely. And that's why we opened the show with Nassau Blues by Peanuts Taylor. How many of y'all heard that song before?
I have.
And when's the last time you heard it?
I haven't heard that since I was, must see, 10
many,
or 11.
Many years ago.
So to the audience this morning, a lot of y'all are beholding some of the nation's treasures, the history, the moments, experiences. Y'all be holding them close to your heart, right? As if the Smithsonian gonna come and pay you for them one day. The value in those memories, those moments, those experiences is sharing it with your own people in your own country. So if your spirit is moved today and you have a story about Peanuts Taylor, I want you calling, texting, and share that story. And do me a favor, I don't know what these other hosts are talking about today on the radio, but bother them too. Don't call. Text them a little story if you have it and you were unable to make it in to my show today. Nassau Blues. Look here, I love that song.
I know. I don't know. Before, when it was playing, you was jamming. I mean, you had the spirit. I thought you was ready to go to church.
Absolutely. Look here, these people don't know. Dear audience, I have a jam-packed show today. There's lots I know y'all want to talk about. I am not prepared to talk about that today.
We with you. We with you.
Yes. There's only one housekeeping note I have to make. To the person who broke into my mother's car this morning on Montague Beach.
Oh, Lord.
How does it feel to have found nothing in the car? What type of thieves are we producing in this country? Y'all let every standard in this country fall to the ground. Buddy, you look inside, you couldn't see, it was nothing inside. You couldn't see that's a poor person car. I cleaned my mother's car. I wipe out the change. Y'all couldn't see it was no change inside the car. You couldn't see it was nothing to teeth.
Wow.
No, but it's really ridiculous for real though. That particular part of the country got to change. It's really, that's deplorable. That's oh my God.
And I don't get it because we so tingsy.
No, you're right. And you know what bothers me is because, like, we're talking about Peanuts Taylor, and back in those days, you remember when they had the drum beat, they had the cat and the fiddle, the banana boat, all these things. These were the days that I wish we could go back to where you could leave your door open.
Yeah.
In Nassau, you know how you say you could leave your door open in the Out Islands? You can leave your door open.
We had a different perspective on things and ownership. You have a wife. I have a wife. It's the same wife. We sharing. Nobody was that upset about it.
You married to my wife too?
Okay. I mean, I just... Oh, wait. It's not that type of sharing. Okay. Wait, it wasn't that type of sharing. But similarly,
yeah,
the music scene where we shared space,
yes,
and didn't fight each other for space or fight each other for the prestige.
Yes.
I had a conversation with somebody yesterday in preparation for the show. We're going to dive right into it, right? And they were saying to me, Miss, you talk about use the spirit, greatest scrap group in the history of junk and the white people in the whole world, mind you. He say, but except for the pigs and the Methuselahs, of course. He say, but you don't know nothing about the music makers. He said, did you know that Bob Marley performed and Rush with the music makers.
Wow, I didn't know that.
He said, did you know that the music makers are the reason, they are the root of the Saxons and the Valleys' prestige in Junkanoo? Because the music makers came out there one day. See, the costumes weren't that great, but the music was so good, the people stopped making noise.
Mm-hmm.
They was just watching, right? We shared, it was a time when we shared
and we cared.
Yeah.
Like the Miami Bahamas, we cared.
The Valley and the Saxons wouldn't have had a problem saying, yeah, it was the music makers that caused us to step our game up 3,000 times, you know.
Mm-hmm.
We shared. We shared these spaces. Anyway, so when my mother tell me that story this morning, that song Nassau Blues popped right into my head. Dear Bahamians, we have other things that we could be sad about, like how the Gnep season was short this year. How y'all wouldn't pick the tamarind off the tree before the rain come, and now all the tamarind moldy. How the people from Ragged Island wouldn't send the tamarinds up, even though they have tamarind off season and it never rains there. These are the things that we should be sad about.
Everything
have
to do with food, eh?
Sorry about that. Yeah, I got the chef in the These are the things that we should be mad about. But now let's get to talking about the things that we are happy about, the things that we value and that we commit to creating and recreating. And honoring in studio today, Mr. Finley, Mr. Stalid is going to join me as we talk to representatives from the National Cultural Commission about the upcoming inaugural, I am inclined to say first annual. I feel like that's a part of my culture.
It is. It can't be,
you can't call it the first annual because it's the first.
First ever.
First ever.
Mm-hmm.
Culture Awards. The title of the event occurring this weekend is An Evening of Drums, and that should tell you already what direction we're heading in. They are honoring John Berkeley Peanuts Taylor, a Bahamian cultural icon and cultural ambassador. Good morning, and please tell us what's happening. In fact, don't tell us what's happening Friday night. Tell us what we missed last weekend at the pre-show Meet the Cast of it.
Okay, can you hear me?
Yeah, we hear
you. The cast were at the Tiki Hut. That's the establishment owned by Mr. Byron Coley. Mm-hmm.
Good morning, sir.
And, yes, it is so amazing that the Tiki Hut is located on just about the exact property where the Drum Beat Club was years ago. The very drum beat that Mr. Peanuts Taylor opened his musical genius to the world and included other artists to come in and share.
Absolutely. So, dear young people, the origin of the word gallivanting is from the original Drum Beat Club. Your parents used to go there gallivanting every weekend like an extracurricular activity.
Yes.
There you go.
And they got AA for that, too.
Absolutely, absolutely. They taught us.
They excelled.
That was a time when the Bahamas was the center of music, right? In this hemisphere, at the very least. In the global north, at the very least, we were leading the way. So this Friday, the 21st, at
Margaritaville Hotel, Margarita Beach Resort.
Right. You'll be hosting the Culture Awards.
The Cultural Awards.
That's tomorrow.
Evening of Dreams.
Drums.
Drums, sorry.
Well, dreams too. Drums. We could be dreaming about drums.
Absolutely. I mean, and drums are so first of all, let me say that I love it that the first honoree is a drummer.
Yes.
Right? It's not just that Peanuts Taylor was world famous. I got all kinds of notes. He performed on almost every television
around
show.
The world, yeah.
Right. China it's that one of the leading drummers in St. Vincent and the Grenadines, wow. when he heard that I was a Bahamian, he said, listen, you adopting me because I need to come and spend about a month or 2 months or forever with Peanuts Taylor because I haven't drummed with him in decades. And he is one of the best in the world. Wow. But it's not because of that. It's because drumming is an integral part of our culture.
Yes.
It is one of the root parts of our culture. And so to have you honor one of the country's leading drummers, mm-hmm. right, is an amazing event and a signal to those that are concerned about cultural retention, cultural yes. preservation. It's a signal that the people who are in charge understand the assignment.
Yes.
Absolutely. So tell us about that evening. What can we expect?
On that evening, we start at 6:45 with cocktails and mingling. You know, the gallivant come there, the gallivant mix and mingle, share stories, you know. Then showtime is at 8 p.m. And Bahamas, you will be thrilled by the level of entertainment.
Yeah,
we have persons like Portia Butterfield Carey, Abigail Shallow. Those two were icons back then at the Drumbeat Club. Peanuts Taylor opened the door for those two entertainers. And if anybody know anything about Abigail and Portia, you know that those two ladies are songbirds of the Bahamas.
Voices like a bird, just beautiful.
Absolutely. And isn't it wonderful that he made a way for them? Because when you read Peanuts' bio, he started performing at the age of 4 or slightly before that.
Yes.
And Paul Mears would have opened the door for him as well.
Yes.
That's right.
Yeah.
An amazing, amazing story. Okay, so who else is being honored at this event?
We also have honorable mention, Mr. Duke Errol. Mm-hmm. Mr. Duke Errol will be honored. Mr. Theophilus Coakley. Miss Priscilla Rollins.
That's Duke Errol Hannah?
Miss Priscilla Rollins will be honored.
Who are Priscilla?
Oh, yes. Wow.
Yes.
Independence morning.
Miss Trixie is going to be honored.
Okay.
Princess is going to be honored.
All right.
And the one Percy full of Francis.
Okay.
I mean, you ain't a spirit.
Going to be
you
honored.
You are the best.
Yes.
You one of the best.
So they're honorable. Also honorable mention. And then we have past honorable people that will be honored who have passed on. You have King Eric Gibson, John and Becky Chipman, Maureen Duvalier, Leroy Duke Hanna, Gus Cooper, Lee Callender, Colin Bernardino, Vincent Buttercup Ferguson, we have Michelle Amar, we have Daenerys Skinner, Jim Duncan, Paul Knowles, Big H, Brakely Vanberg, Ezra Hepburn, and Therese Hepburn. They all will be honored.
How am I going to do
and
this show without
King
you?
King Pedro, the limbo dancer.
Yes, and King Pedro.
Absolutely.
So we're honoring Mr. Penis. He's the one who's being awarded at the Cultural Awards on Friday. Then we have special mention honorees, and then we have past honorees.
Yes.
And then also, I will be there. Steliv will be there also in person. I will definitely have to make my presence.
Yeah.
It's a big event, the first Cultural Award, and I want people to know that you got to come out and support it because it's different.
Yeah.
And it's about time. Bahamian artists, musicians, everyone in the cultural place being recognized.
All right. So here's what I'm going to do. Dear Margaritaville, this is the first time you're hearing about it, but I think it's a good idea. You know that spot opposite the entrance to the resort where they have the lovely benches and things?
Mm.
Taxis is parked there. But what I'm going to do is I charge in $10 a ticket, and we're going to gather there and watch the event just in case we can't get inside. You know what I'm saying?
Well, it's almost sold out. It's almost sold out. Like a football game. Like, you mean like tailgate?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. It's not a matter of I ain't paying. It's a matter of I know I have to fight to try get inside.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because it's limited seating, and it's a prestige award. It's a prestige show. You know, you got to come dress up in your nice stuff. Go inside your closet and put on something you want to have on for a while.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? Tell the wife,
this is a big deal, and we got to be out there because the Bahamas is a big thing, so we got to go and show our support because things say this is what is needed inside of the country.
Absolutely. I could make it. I could sell enough tamarind to get there in time. I could do it.
You sell enough what?
Tamarind.
Oh. And she ain't got the moldy kind.
So she was in culture to come to culture.
Yeah. I'm telling you. All right, that's good. Let me just take a moment. Dear vendors, here's what you got to do. You got to harvest as much tamarind as you can in tamarind season. Bag it up and freeze it.
Dear vendors.
So you could have it for the off season. See, the people, them, they're going to understand that it costs more in the off season than when it's in season, you know. But when they go to church with that tamarind sauce and they get all them blessings from all them moms, it will be worth it. Trust me. Preserve the culture. That's how we have to do it.
Yes.
Okay, I've got a couple of texts here.
What do you say?
The person say, well, what my mother was doing, she was raking in and scraping in. You don't mind that? Where's she supposed to practice gallivanting?
What do you mean what your mother was doing? Her mother was doing what she supposed to do at a young age.
Right, she's doing what all the
people
do. Go see
Pianist Taylor on the drums. That's what she's supposed to be doing.
But it's another cultural thing. People go to Montague Beach. They have a solar club. Yes. Which is people that go in the water. Right.
I've seen them.
Yeah.
Right. They go walking. They go exercise.
Meditate.
They go pray, and they have prayer groups that come out there. The question is, why wasn't the police what the police was doing? They should come out too because they have food and drinks and thing. Police, come get your breakfast. Hang out with the community a little bit.
Yeah.
Find out what's going on.
Communion with the people.
Yeah. And then you all do some raking and scraping in and show them old heads how to gallivant properly.
Let me tell you something. I noticed you would ask what exactly you could expect.
Yeah, yeah.
But Ira Starr is going to be there. Are you talking about the number one guitar rico?
Look what you're going to get when you're tired, what you got.
Ira Starr is going to be there on the IS band.
Yeah, yeah, go on.
A few former members of the Soulful Groovers are going to be there.
Oh, yeah.
A combined combination.
Yeah, yeah.
A live band is going to be there.
Yeah.
Our PM is going to be there.
Yeah, yeah.
You understand? The Senate, host of the Senate will be there.
Somebody asked, will KB be there? KB could be there.
KB could be there.
KB ain't going to let this one pass him. KB, get on that plane to Nassau right now. Get on the boat, because KB got that song, I'm a boat man. Get on that boat, KB.
We'll also be closing out with Junkanoo, heavy-duty Junkanoo. Culture again. Cocktail start at 6:45 p.m., showtime at 8 p.m. The donation is only $100.
Yeah.
It's $100 just to come see me still eat. Judge to get seeing Mr. Taylor speak.
Yeah, $100 is
ordered.
A bargain considering
it's a show.
Will be
to the
on
level
display.
Of the show at the Margaritaville. The,
right.
I mean, when you get in, you're gonna have people greeting you. You're gonna have dancers there. Gonna be dressed in all of their. Listen, the practice last night alone. The practice alone was the show.
It was hype.
Me being a part of the show and watching the level of how the commission has the theatrics of the show. Just to watch all the lights and how many people waking on it. It's like it's like Beyonce or Broadway coming to town.
Yeah.
Oh, and I would love to put in a plug right here for the chairman of the Cultural Commission, Mrs. Carolyn Vogt Evans.
Oh my gosh.
Carolyn Vogt is an extremely awesome producer, choreographer. She
Dynamo.
I don't know how she keeps the count and the beat. She knows when the band is off beat and when the girls miss their step. She's like doing taekwondo and karate.
Uh-oh. So she not only brings the administrative
skills. She brings
skills,
it all together.
She bring the raking and scraping in too. She understands the culture because she live in it.
She, for sure.
Is awesome. It's great to know that the cultural stakeholders are in charge of culture. We're not dissing anybody else. We're just saying that when you put people where they are best suited and where their heart is, you get the best
result.
No, we're not dissing anybody. We're not against anybody.
We are
literally talking about what is going on and who is actually making it happen.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
You can't. It has nothing to do with against, because at the end of the day, all of we are one. And this this benefits us all.
Okay.
She's just doing an extraordinary job. I'm talking about blown out of the park job. If you see the practice, that's why I say personally, I've never really seen an action like that.
Yeah.
Just to see the interest and the passion that she put in just for the practice alone. Can't wait. Boom, nope. And the outcome of it, you know, all of those dances is, I'm telling you, the practice alone, you would watch it and you'd be like, wow, I can't believe something like this actually exists in the Commonwealth.
That
is what's unique.
I have with Carolyn, I have firsthand working with Carolyn. There's a video way back in the day by the Bahaman called Back to the Island.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you all remember that.
I remember
people.
That.
And so I directed that video. And I wrote the video. And so when I, you know, and it's from a U.S. Record label. That was when the Bahaman got signed, you know, internationally. And so I said, but if I do this video, I want to use all Bahamian people. And so I went to Carolyn. I said, Carolyn, here's the song, Back to the Island. Here's a little piece that if you could put some, you know, choreograph and get your dancers. And I don't know if y'all remember, but I mean, especially the women didn't love that part with the guys doing that part, their dance and all that. We shot that, all that part was up by the Queen's Staircase. But Carolyn put down one sweet piece of choreography, and the dances she had were amazing. Carolyn knows her stuff.
Boy. Credit goes where credit is. That's
and
it.
Yeah. I must say, the baton has been passed, because those dancers back then are those dancers, some of the dancers who are assisting her with the choreograph and the placing of these new dancers.
New dancers, wow.
The baton has been passed, so to say. So we're keeping culture alive. We're exposing the younger people to it. You know, some people, some young persons might say, oh, that's old people stuff. But when you get in that room, every bone in you, every fat and muscle in you will be moving, because it engulfs you. It's like in your belly, man. The junkanoo in your belly, culture in your belly.
For me, what is always
can't sit still.
What is always unique for me is to see behemoths operating at this level. And we all speak to one another like, oh, you ain't professional, or you, why don't you do this, or why don't you do that? When we get to the level, then we are not recognized.
Yeah.
As you know, Mark chapter 6, verse 4 says you're not honored in your own hometown.
Yeah. Yeah.
But we are to the level, to international standards. For what I've seen been going on for the past few days, it is just more than respect due. And I'm happy that most Bahamians will come out tonight, I mean tomorrow night, and be able to get a taste of what they could look forward to from the Cultural Commission.
All right, so here's what
they gotta go buy them tickets.
You all need to, okay, all right, and here's where you can go and get your tickets. The ticket offices are Ministry of Youth Sports and Culture.
Yeah.
The Bahamas Entertainers and Musicians Union. That's right up the road, up the hill from where we are right now.
Horseshoe Drive.
The Tiki Hut, that's on Junkanoo Beach.
Yes.
NAGB, that's the National Art Gallery of the Bahamas. Lana's Interior Design. And if you cannot get to them, they will get to you. There's a delivery service. Call 823-9617. If you are on your way to the Bahamas right now and you need to get that ticket at the airport, call 1242-823-9617.
What'd you say the number was again?
My number is to the show. I give you my number. 823-9617. We're going to go to a break. When we come back from the break, we got more Peanuts Taylor music. We got a couple songs from Stilly. And maybe I could get these people to play the How Bahamian Are You game show, Cultural Commission edition. We'll be right back. Stay tuned to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM.
Hey Lisa, AHR Fidelity's free Women Plus seminar is back.
Oh yes, it is. My ladies and I are ready to go.
Well, I heard it's open for men too, so you know my crew and I will be there.
The highly anticipated free Fidelity Women Plus seminar will be held on Saturday, October 29th at the Bahama Convention Center as we explore solutions towards achieving financial freedom.
The Women's Plus seminar is free and includes breakfast, 8 sessions, plus over $8,000 in prizes and surprises. Registration and breakfast begin at 8 a.m. with sessions from 9:30 a.m. to 2 p.m.
Space is limited, so register now for free at fbbwomanplus.com.
Star 106, Visage, and Margaritaville Beach Resort, downtown Nassau, presents Fish Fry Fridays. Friday, October 28th, at Margaritaville Resort, downtown Nassau. With live music by a big band, Visage.
And DJ AI.
Gates open at 6:30 p.m. and party until 11:30 p.m. $25 entry includes one free drink. Or experience the Fish Fry Fridays buffet at the Vacation Cafe before the event and enjoy complimentary entry party access for only $55. Come in your Halloween costume and you can win a prize. It's the party everyone's talking about. Friday, October 28th. It's Fish Fry Fridays. Park for $10 all night. Please bring your parking stub to the gate to be validated.
No matter who I marry, no matter where my wife gives birth, our children will be Bahamian, like me.
If I marry a man who's not Bahamian, I have to give birth in the Bahamas, or my children won't even be Bahamian like I am.
That don't even make sense.
That's why we had the referendum in 2016.
But the people vote no.
The government can still do something about it with ordinary legislation. And it needs to develop an action plan and timeline to hold another referendum to deal with gender inequality in the Constitution.
Well, we can make that happen.
Go to tiny.cc/nationality to support the campaign for equal nationality rights by Equality Bahamas.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Boy, that looks good. And now may we have our next guest, please. And as you sit down there, sir, would you tell us your name and where you're from?
My name is Peanut Taylor. I'm from Nassau, Bahamas.
Here is Peanut Taylor.
Back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. You are on the clock with Erin Green and members of the organizing team from the inaugural cultural awards being put on by the National Cultural Commission. We were brought back. That is a clip of Peanut Taylor playing the drums, I think, on the show I've Got a Secret. I think that's the show where he showed them that he could play the melody, not just the drum line. He played a melody with the drums, and from throughout 1957 and thereabouts. In fact, Mr. Taylor's career took off in the 50s.
Yes.
After playing with, after filling in for a missing drummer with George Simonette.
Yes.
Right, that was sort of the start. And then by 57, he had performed guest appearances on the Steve Allen Show, the Jack Parr Show, the Ed Sullivan Show, the Johnny Carson Show, the I've Got a Secret Show. He played with the Wheeling Symphony Orchestra of West Virginia. He wrote the theme song for the movie Calypso Island Woman. The song was called Calypso Island. He opened for Bill Cosby's show in the 60s. From the 50s to the 80s, he was featured on CBC, on German and Swedish television, and on the world famous the BBC. He performed for a whopping audience of 32,000 people in Earl's Court in London. And he said that was his favorite performance. But that ain't the best part in this little bio. The best part is that he opened his first nightclub, Tropicana, at the age of 22. We talked to y'all about how young people could do big, big things. The Gombe Club came next in 1960, and then the world-famous Drum Beat Club in 1964. The original was on Market Street.
That's
then
fun.
The Yellow Bird, then the Flower Club, the Pirate's Den, and the Tropical Club, until he eventually restarted the second Drum Beat Club on the site where Junkanoo Beach is right now. When I tell you these guys have a portfolio in gallivanting, they professionalized it. What a wonderful time to be alive.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, hey, my.
They should change the Junkanoo Beach to Drum Beat Beach now, eh?
That's a great idea.
Listen, dear Margaritaville, how about you partner with the local community and let's adopt Junkanoo Beach and turn it into Drum Beat beach.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And
great idea.
Yeah, mm-hmm. man.
And sound,
I'm feeling it.
I'd even individualize the instrument.
Yeah.
You come to get a beat, you know. Junkin was a vast thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Nothing wrong with Junkin.
And your people would be saying the drum beach.
Right. In fact, Stalit, I was going to ask you, see, Stalit surprised me. I come with a surprise for Stalit this morning. Stalit surprised me. I had a question for you.
What the question?
You were the Rake and Scrape general, mm-hmm. but see that song, She Ring Ding? Mm-hmm. That's a Junkin song, right? That's Junkin.
Yeah.
I thought you was Rake and Scrape exclusively. But that can't be true because you're from Inagua.
Well, you have to understand, Junkin was the number one festival music on planet Earth. Rake and Scrape is our music genre, mm-hmm. sound.
Mm-hmm.
When you put them two together, you get the Bahamas. I went over.
Write that so down, like Cultural Commission. See, why I asked this question, right?
Yes.
Gombe is such a, that period, that Man. Genre, that period, that's mm-hmm. a powerful period, right? I got a quote here from Charles Carter from the Legends Gardens when they unveiled the statues there, yes. right? So Charles referenced an old Bahamian tune performed by Peanuts Taylor and the acclaim it brought to the Bahamas. In 1958, a miracle took place with music in the Bahamas. That was when a song called Chichi Merengue
yes.
was born. Oh yeah, that song put the Bahamas on the map, he said, while Taylor chuckled in response and beamed with pride. There's something special about that Gombe era. It's very political, right? Like I like how he said that. I like how he said that. See, Rake and Scrape is the genre, Junkanoo is the festival, right? See, they all political too. Being here to talk about that, really, Gombe also has its politics, right? I am dying to hear. I ain't dying. We all dying. I am very excited to
You're living
hear
to hear.
A fusion between Rake and Scrape and Junkanoo and Gombe.
Yes.
I want to hear these young artists reimagine, yes. reinvigorate.
But today, that is actually here. That's Saxon in the Valley. That's my Saxon in the Valley right there. That's maybe Raking and Scraping right there. It's all fused. It's just at a different tempo with different lyrics. The different storytelling is different to it. That's just like Mary the Gorlin. It's just like KB, I'm a Boatman.
Yeah.
It is, all of it is literally fused. It's just the attention to be paid to it. And if we put more emphasis to what we are doing, then the actual genres will come out and the colors of it will be seen and acknowledged.
Yeah.
We just need how the Cultural Commission now is on site. We all could emphasize on these things. Bahamian music, the musician, the artist, our sound, our genres, our vibes can now be looked at in depth. And be projected in a different way. You see, right. that's what it is.
No, man, absolutely. So
music.
The Cultural Commission, we petitioned in for a space at the university so we could continue these conversations, right? In conjunction with the other schools there, like the oral history unit, right?
Yes.
And the music unit, so that we can have these conversations and young people can see the evolution that I obviously didn't see because I'm not immersed
in
sufficiently
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
in it.
Just like how you just said it just now, you're not immersed. That's the issue right now, it is today. Mr. Pianist Taylor was deep and, like I talk about, he was profound in what he did.
Yeah.
That's how come he got to go so far. The artists, we as entertainers, we are definitely deep, passionate, and immersed in what we're doing. It's just that the people, the powers that be do not understand us. They don't get paid from mm-hmm. Rake and Scrape. They don't eat from Rake and Scrape. They don't eat from Junkanoo. They go and they watch it. They be a part of being in the audience as a patron. Mm-hmm. When you eat from this, when this is all you survive off, you pay your children school free from as an entertainer,
mm-hmm.
you know, the government sectors get paid weekly as a civil servant. Musicians aren't civil servants. They're musicians. So civil servant could only understand by being a civil servant.
Yeah.
That's what they eat from.
Yeah.
Being awake on time doing this. A musician go out and we project and we be a creatives. So that's how Mr. Taylor gets so far, in my opinion, because he made sure the world know this is all he have.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. And this is all he... So I am a political commentator, political satirist. I crack jokes and talk
yes.
politics all the time. That's what I do. Like you say, I am... And people are like, she always... That's what I do.
Right.
I immerse myself in it. Right? And if I can't find spaces to immerse myself in, I make those spaces myself. And it's very important that we, on the outside world, understand that perspective and understand what's required to make this space work. And this is space is important, not just because we are a tourist economy and we sell culture to tourists, but because we are a people, a collective of people, and culture is what holds us together.
And when people come out tomorrow night, they will actually see our version of Mr. Penis Taylor in action, because Monks, who's part of the Soulful Groovers, right? He's with Iris. He's beating the Congo and the drums then, tomorrow night with the live band. That's a part of the combination of musicians that are going to be there. Mm-hmm. And from the practice last night, the way the show starts, it started with drums. Let me explain something to you. Me as an entertainer, I talk about probably rank one of the best in the country. I was entertained last night just watching the practice where they start the show.
Mm-hmm. I was too. I had meant to stop by for just 10 minutes, but it gripped me and I couldn't move. Then there was a section of it where this young girl, she must have been about 12 or 13, she came and performed with her father and two other males. Right. She was the only female. And she was beating that drum, man.
If you look at her, you don't even think she know anything about music. She just looked like a school, one of the person who's a scientist, who's just really clever.
Right.
A computer, or just tell you some geometry, you know what I mean?
Equation.
Oh my goodness. But when she take that drums last time, they all sit up there and they start that. It's like, what kind of thing this is? How come I never see these things before?
Wow. She took you to school.
I got a quick question. Somebody just sent me a picture of Peanuts Taylor gallivanting. Why y'all didn't bring Peanuts Taylor to the studio with us today to gallivant?
But guess what? At least if they send you a picture of him, the point is, they know who Mr. Peanuts Taylor is. That's what is good.
Absolutely.
Regardless of what they know about him or what he been doing, they know who the man is.
And we have to see that person tomorrow night.
Yeah, he's playing for kids somewhere. He's performing, doing a little drum session for some kids.
Great.
Yeah, this is awesome. Mr. Peanuts Taylor, I was about to tell you, come here. You of the age, you don't have to go on nobody job here. Don't mind me trying to get you into the studio with me.
Tell the station come to you.
Yeah.
You didn't do your time enough. You should be honored enough to tell them come sit in your bedroom.
Yeah, man.
Bring the mics.
Absolutely. Okay, so bios, particularly for young people who don't know yet who these people are. Is the commission setting up a space where they're going to host the bios so I could direct my social studies class there? Listen, first culture awards, go check out the bios, pick somebody, write a report.
I would say all I can tell the nation is to just look forward to many things from the commission. We're just launching, we're just starting.
I got you.
You have nothing to worry about. This is a whole new turn of event.
Uh-huh.
And the commission is there for the nation, for everybody in the Bahamas, for musicians, for everyone who is in the cultural department doing things that, you know, culturally the Bahamas benefits from.
Mm-hmm.
So the question that you just asked, the only thing I can tell you is just stay tuned, look forward. You might be even could be even a part of the commission by implementing these type of things,
right?
Because you have a lot of great ideas, and that's what the commission is looking for. Because the people don't know, the commission doesn't know everything.
We are
there for the people and for culture. So if culture could come in and help the commission, that's what it is literally all about.
Absolutely. In fact, I'm going to say Arnold Rapp Wilson, the archivist. Where are you, sir? Good morning. I hope you're having a good day. Call the Cultural Commission. Let them know you got this archive.
Yes.
Invite them to come in to it and then invite them to look at what you select, what you pull to see, because he has tons of stuff. Yes, ma'am.
And in addition, there may be persons out there who performed in the nightclubs way back then when Peanuts Taylor was on the circuit. I have a cousin. Her name is Marjorie Wallace, and she amazed me. She said, girl, I used to sing in the club. My stage name was Belinda. I was like, really? Girl, tell me some more. She has so many great stories. So we're going to collaborate with her. We have to get those stories. We cannot let these stories go to the grave.
When I found out Calypso Mama was Maureen Duvalier, I was
She's being honored.
Wow, right? And so now I can find out who Belinda was. Hold on, dear grandchildren. When your Grammy tell you she used to be in the club, don't cut your eye at her. Don't be like, hey, Grammy, you wouldn't let me go out past 10. Don't do that, Grammy. Know why? Because she was a professional gallivanter.
Listen, you said that I always, because, you know, I have my Delete Kids Music and Mentoring Club.
Yes, sir.
So therefore, how you just said that about the young kids, I just mentored them to say, listen, yeah. Stalid is 46, okay? You only 15, you only 22. You never been 46, I been 15. So I can tell you what not to do and why not to do it.
Right.
How come you used to do this? You don't do what you see me was doing, do what you were told to do.
I tell him, because you don't catch sense till you're 17. You got 2 more years till you can understand it. Follow. Ah, boy. Okay, so This is going to be an exciting event. If I contribute another four ideas, I will be able to afford a ticket. Now, I had a
question. I thought you had to sell Tamron's. Now you're going to the contribution.
Well, I'm giving people ideas. So watch this. In Jamaica recently.
Oh, yeah, I like this. Let's do this.
The Jamaican government has decided that they're going to ban music that glorifies criminal or illegal activity, like scamming.
Profound stuff.
Yeah, profane stuff, any of that stuff from television and radio.
Oh, my God.
And so I wanted to ask the question, do you think we need a quota for Bahamian music and culture in public spaces, not just television and radio, but given the nature of our tourism product,
yes,
in public spaces and in tourism spaces?
100% yes. Now, not only radio and, you know, what we listen to, but the hotels themselves. And I wish the powers that be would realize and understand, you know, when hotels and all these foreign entities come in here, you tell them this is the mandate. They have it in other countries. But not only that, forget just telling them because we want it. It's what the tourists want.
Yeah.
I mean, everybody, every Bahamian that goes away, if you go and visit Italy, or, you know, we travel around the world too. You ain't want to go to Italy and listen to, you know, Earth, Wind & Fire or Michael Jackson. You want to hear the Italian, you know, you want to immerse yourself in their culture, right? And that's what the tourists want when they come here.
They don't want to
hear. And let me tell you, you know what the tourists love the most? When you take their music and make it Bahamian, right?
Oh, yeah, we can do that.
Take their favorite songs and Bahamian-fy it. They love that.
You know when Junkanoo go down the street and they hear an American song made into Junkanoo?
Yes.
It's like a remix times 100. Mm-hmm. They'd be like, what? That's so... And they just love it. If our powers that be would realize this and tell all these hotels and stuff when they come in here, we want this percentage of Bahamian. In fact, I would like it just to be 100%.
And guess what? By you saying that, not just for the music to be played, you know, for the entertainers to be there present.
No, but when I say that, I mean, I want you know, live musicians. I mean, there's so many different ones. What we need is what they have in the States. In other words, you know, all our musicians have a lot of times a second job. Yeah. We need where they don't need a second job.
Right. In fact, I want to turn it. I know you would.
The platform has to be made.
Don't mind this. Okay. It should be like the civil service. Every musician should know there's a job. There's a job for me.
Yes.
Because I'm in the Bahamas, the leader of tourism in the hemisphere. There's always a space for musicians, for artisans, and you can't get fired. You just can't never. You just get put to a lower stage, maybe,
right,
and you have some rotation, right?
Right.
You can't get fired.
It's up to you now to step up. I mean, we do, you know, you got to be on your, you know, we ain't just giving you your own job because you're doing the Bahamian music. You got to step up because we are giving you 100% job. Step up, do a great job, you know? Oh, Lord,
what's the sound? What's the sound?
Turn up. Uh-oh, look at Aaron go. Uh-oh, Aaron, watch out. Watch out, the shoulder's moving.
Turn it up.
I know she had this kind of dance, though.
Oh, yeah.
Look at
her.
All in the belly.
You can't get an old man unless you know how to do this, yeah?
But how come you dancing like you're thinking?
Because that's how you get these old men. You say, oh, she's thinking. I like that.
You dancing like you look looking for something. like I remember. Hold on. What am I supposed to do again?
No.
Like,
hip, you got it. Yeah, remember what you do. Anyway, we got to go to this break. Listen, this is some more Peanuts Taylor. We coming right back. We're having too much fun in the studio. Stay tuned to Guardian 96.9 FM.
Merengue, and merengue, merengue, and merengue, merry Bole.
Here we go.
J.S. Johnson Insurance agents are the best. Reliable service, we've been on the scene, protecting since 1919.
Unequal gender nationality law is a violation of human rights and a failure of the government to meet its obligations. In 2018, the CEDAW Committee told the Bahamas to set a clear time frame for constitutional reform, to integrate the principle of gender equality into all laws, and to amend the Bahamas Nationality Act 1973 for Bahamian women and men to transmit citizenship on an equal basis. Join Equality Bahamas in demanding action now. Visit tiny.cc/nationality for more.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Grab yourself a body, no matter where they're from. Cause you reckon it straight to this music, sweet like coconut rum. Hey, I'm feeling it, Ricky, Ricky.
Good morning and welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this Culture Thursday. I've got guests in studio from the National Cultural Commission, and we are talking the inaugural, I can call it that, because that gives me space to have a second inaugural in case, you know, I like that idea. We're talking about the first inaugural Culture Awards, and we're honoring John Berkeley Peanuts Taylor. So when we went to the break just now, the producer played a song called Chi-Chi Merengue. And like I said earlier, I read the quote from Charles Carter. And Charles Carter suggests that this is when the Bahamas began to take the world stage with music. It's just a time. I feel a little jealous. I want to go back there. And I have to say to older Bahamians, listen, we need the praying Grammys. We need the community committed Grammys, right? Yes. We need the Grammys that take care of the children. But we need to know about our gallivanting Grammys, yes, too. We need to know about those experiences when you used to sing in the club before you found Christ. Whatever it was. But we need to know those parts of ourselves as well.
Yes.
The stories are important. And you could even lie a little bit. You don't need to tell me that you was at the club every night they asked you if you used to work there. You don't need to tell me that part. But the parts you need to tell me are the parts where you all stayed out of trouble because you, yes, had a space to perform. Or you that for some reason, talent was discovered. People who would have otherwise died poor, penniless, or with a poverty of mind, not thinking they could be anything, had an opportunity to make a room bounce. Just that, just making a room bounce, you understand how you could change people's
just
lives.
Just how you just say, if they didn't think that they had the talent to be anything, I can say two things right quick. Much respect and honor to Mr. Peanuts Taylor, because the amount of places I hear you say, being CNN, left, right, all of those places, is a dream to some of us artists. Mm-hmm. And in his era, I believe he did this thing and more.
Yes.
But to me, that his melody, he has the same retro style like Tony McKay, mm-hmm, the Obio Man.
Mm-hmm.
And the Obio Man also made it very, very far. Mm-hmm. So I want to say this to the people who listen and everybody who always asks me, I have songs, but I'm not sure if I could go in the studio. I can't sing. I am afraid, this and that. You must take the chance, because you have to understand, Mr. Taylor beat drums. And he just made sounds while beating the drums and became very, very famous and went so far. So if you was an artist and you have lyrics, you was a composer and you go in the studio, dancer, you never know where your music could take you. You can't say, well, I only just sing or I only just play the trumpet. You could just be a soloist and just play the trumpet and just play it to the best you can. And you could be just like Mr. Taylor. He already raised the bar and gave us a platform to say Bahamians can make it. So I don't see why you or anyone else. Take the chance that you have. Get to the studio. Come to Erin.
I would also like to say, on that night, we're going to have some young female violin players. Violin. Bahamians playing the violin.
Violin. Now, listen. Of course.
Okay.
What you mean?
All things are possible.
That's the root of raking, scraping in.
Take it orchestra style.
Right? Strings is a part of the raking, scrape. Experience rake and scrape sound. Don't mind that the Europeans want to get fancy with it.
Mm-hmm.
When they hear them start picking that violin, they know what time it is.
Yes.
But that violin is one of those instruments that transcends genres, and you can find a space for it almost everywhere. And it has a home in the Bahamas.
Yes, it does.
Yeah, and what I love most, I like to hear the violinists remake Bahamian songs.
Okay.
When they... And my favorite are the String City Violinists. I don't have any favorites, but they're my favorites. when they start playing Bahamian music with them violins.
So what name you called?
String City Violin.
Say no more.
That's who we have coming out? They're always there to perform. Oh, boy. Okay, then. So listen, I got some more texts here. Great show as usual. Ask your guests why a music musician's not respected and paid properly in the Bahamas.
Oh.
Many of them die broke, busted, and can't be trusted.
Right.
That's the thing what I don't understand myself. I mean, I can't sing and I can't do, but so I had a show, Electric Gear, back in the day that just exposed all these people because other people weren't doing it, right? I used to do stuff in New York and I said, man, why we don't have this opportunity for Bahamians here? So that's why I also bought back the Charlie Bahama show because it was a space and of time when we didn't have this outlet for Bahamian musicians. Yeah. I wish I could do more, but I don't understand why not. Yeah. It's like, as we say, the people at the top. You know, and sometimes, like, I even see when they get into politics, like, certain ones got into politics who are artists, and I'm like, oh, well, this could be it, because he's an artist, and he got into politics, but yet it doesn't filter through. I don't know what the reason is. I wish, you know what maybe it is? We Bahamians, the people themselves have to tell our leaders, this is what we demand. So just like she or he sent that message in, send it to the politicians. Right. We need to, as a unit, tell the politicians, this is what we want.
Right.
I would also like to interject here. It's going to take us as a people to appreciate what we have so that we can buy into it. Whenever we have performances by our cultural persons, we need to support it. We need to donate. We need to help to encourage them because we have to be the change we want to see. So if we don't appreciate our artists and artisans, who else should appreciate them if we don't appreciate it? It starts at home.
Absolutely.
Okay, so for me, it goes way back to what I just say. Mark chapter 6, verse 4. A king has no honor within his own hometown, among his own people, among his own friends, in his own backyard. Jesus had to leave Jerusalem or Bethlehem to go to Nazareth to make a miracle and come back to be respected. So if they didn't respect Jesus, they didn't respect us. But it's up to the individual, the artist, to make a platform for himself and put a standard that whenever they do come to the artist, this is what I'm looking at. This is what. You need to know your worth, first of all. Know your worth. Because they try to say, oh, we pay every artist this, or who do you think you are? I am Stalit the Party Animal. You came to me. You address, you asking for my appearances. That's one of the reasons why we can't be respected, because artists, our own self, and I can say this, among our own self, we know what we worth, but what we would do is strike out one another just to get the job. So therefore, we can never elevate, we can never show whoever is trying to hire you what the main reason why you're here for. Yeah. So it's a business. But they come and they always are, we have a budget, we have this, we have that. Budgets sell meat, I don't.
You know what's so funny? If you really think about it, the politicians actually do know how important it is. Because when voting season come around, campaigning season, all they got is Bahamians.
Yeah,
they got Bahamians performing, Because you know why? Because they know Bahamians love it. So all they have to do is stretch that out, and everything we do should be Bahamian.
We're all out of time, and I try to thief 1 minute from my producer, all right? Good morning, guys. Charlie, salute. I like this. Are we going to have KB and Fred Ferguson a part of this? Also, this is a good thing. I like it. Ms. Green, can you ask Charlie if he still have a copy of the video of the group Fame singing One Kiss?
Yes.
Okay, there you go. How can we get a copy? We're willing to pay. I'll save your text number to give it to Charlie so y'all could communicate.
Just go to Charlie Bahama.
All right. Okay. Also, as we close the show, we also have a bigger obstacle and barrier in the room, which is cultural imperialism, right? And so no matter how committed you are, no matter how important you understand how important you are to yourself, we have to commit to building the mechanisms necessary to preserve our culture in the face of the oppressive global north culture. And so a National Cultural Commission is one of the foundational steps in that journey. We out of time.
I just like to thank The Guardian for having us, having a cultural commission here, having me, Stalit, as an individual artist. It's just awesome that you all always open the doors and you all have time for us. That's one of the first steps in getting culture off the ground. Just having time.
Absolutely.
Much respect.
Thank you so much. Thank you, Mr. Cecil Newry. Guardian Radio AM is up next, and we are off the air.